All right, Chuck. We're convening again.
Yes, in our newly built bunker. The highest anti-surveillance technology.
Faraday cage of...
that wire cage from the enemy of the state.
So it's a little different meeting than usual is, I guess, what we're saying. But this is still the strange land because you can't go anywhere anymore. It's strange land everywhere.
Yes, so Trump is watching.
So we are going to be hiding out. We're going to do this all right here on paper. So that
so we can burn it.
Yeah, that's right. We've completely surrounded the entire neighborhood in tinfoil. Mm-hmm. That was just kind of fun. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking about everything that's gone on this week. Of course, you can always hear us on Mutiny Radio. This is mutinyradio.fm. The Stranger.
With Chuck White.
And the Strange Land. We'll be right back. Chuck, we're here for the debriefing.
One strategy.
I mean, I'm going to keep my briefs on either way, but
I hope so.
We're here to we gotta kind of review what's happened this week. Unfortunately, it'd be easier just to hide out. We eat all this canned whatever it is.
Yeah, we placed a big order with Alex Jones.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's the only game in town, really. He's kind of cornered that market. But we live in that world now. We live in the world where Alex Jones, in his vision of the future, embodied by Donald Trump, is taking over. And speaking of intelligence briefings, those must be some of the most bizarre, absurd, surreal... how did the heads of these intelligence agencies take this seriously, having to talk to Donald fucking Trump?
Well, I imagine they feel much the same way when George W. Told them, well, you covered your ass, now you can leave, and ignored what they had to say.
Yeah.
And 9/11 was the result.
Right, and then the solution was, oh, well, these agencies need to talk more to each other and not be so insular with these silos. Oh, that happened. And, of course, when they do cooperate, it's never good for us, but these are not great guys.
They still got to get the president to listen.
He's got to be along with whatever bullshit military objectives and intelligence agencies have strategic, you know, for the good of the country and also just for this kind of imperialistic... power trip that they've been on since they were created.
Actually, it's Pence who attends all the briefings. And I imagine the intelligence people know by now who they need to brief.
Right.
And who will have real sway.
And when they see Trump, they say, here is a ball. You can go play with it. He loves playing with balls. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence released its declassified report on their assessment of Russian efforts to influence the outcome of our election. They have done this in other countries, so have we, right? But they have put out their information. I haven't read it myself, but it is available. You can go find this easily. The report comes a day after intelligence officials, National Intelligence Director James Clapper, NSA Director Michael Rogers, FBI Director Jim Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, they were saying once again that they are more resolute in their assessment. Some of them testified before the Senate Armed Service Committee on the issue, and they believe that Russian intelligence was somehow involved in the hacks. Now, from what I understand from people who have read it and commented on it, by the way, depending on the site you're on, you'll find people who think the entire thing is a, Hillary Clinton Pizzagate pedophilia ring scam, hoax, fake news, and or you'll be on a site where someone says, hey, I read this, and it looks like it's consistent with the pattern that these guys love patterns, right? He's like, it looks like a pattern for a profile, that they love profiles, but there's no smoking gun.
It looks like it could be a government hack, but there's no smoking
It could
gun.
Be highly consistent with,
right.
Maybe that's why they keep saying it's more resolute,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, okay. At this point, I'll even grant that. I had some misgivings about being so quick to assume that it was a government-instigated hack. But I'll even grant that now. But, yes, they hacked those emails to influence the election, but not to steal it. Stealing requires much more hands-on tactics, such as voter suppression, going in and changing the totals of machines.
Right, hacking the actual machines, voter fraud.
Taking machines out of service.
Or election fraud.
And these are things Russia can't do from
Moscow. Yeah.
From Moscow.
I mean, if they were coordinated, we'd be in real trouble.
And the level of state-sponsored hacking for intelligence purposes has not yet gone up that step. It's still at the level of influence. How many elections throughout history has the CIA gone in and influenced even before the internet?
This will not be the first American election where there are allegations of ballot stuffing or some kind of chicanery behind the scenes.
The United States has gone in and surreptitiously tried to influence many an election, often successfully. And now we're all aghast to find that Russia's doing it. Well, not only Russia, practically every major Western or even Eastern countries like Japan and China are doing it because they have to. This is the new state of...
Hey, if the Republicans take lobbyist funds, we have to do it.
Right, okay.
Hey, if all the other guys are using steroids in baseball, I get to do it.
But we shouldn't act like it's so horrific and beat a war drum and try to, if not actually go to war with Russia, reignite the Cold War over this.
Right.
This only plays into the hawks.
Well, it's exactly what we both are saying. It is that stupid logic. My neighbor's got a gun, I better get a gun. Or in this case, my neighbor has nukes, so we better build more nukes. More nukes? Who said more nukes? Yeah, I'm down. Oh my god. This report is... Basically, they're kind of damning the Russian officials. They're saying that they believe Russian officials, even Vladimir Putin, ordered the influence campaign in 2016 aimed at our election, and there's 25 pages to report. Go read it. I'll go read it. We'll talk more about it. But from what I understand, there's not a smoking gun that...
What I'd like to see...
It might seem like it should be.
What are the recommendations that they're offering?
Right, I'm sure they're not going to reveal those to us, right? They're not going to... Yeah, I mean, that's the real question, right? Because is it... No, we go to war with Russia. This was the WMDs we needed. Like, oh, no. No. No, don't say it ain't so. You know, or they'll probably just say we want sanctions, or we... What they'll probably say is, we need more surveillance in every area possible, foreign and domestic, Mr. President. And he and Pence will go, yep.
Yeah, good point. An excuse to wrap up the domestic surveillance.
Mm-hmm. Trump's like, can you hack into my opponents, my enemies, my any liberal college students who are protesters, and any kind of these Black Lives Matter annoyances? And we're already on it. Don't worry. We got that.
Yeah, you just reminded me of the Nixon years, when he used government agencies to get back at his enemies, that he had a list. I suspect Trump is not above that.
Oh, no, we're going to start to see a pattern of people that have run afoul of him in one way or another, being humiliated.
Do we know who he's putting in charge of the FBI?
I really should have a list. We've talked about it in a previous show. I don't have a list of all of his cabinet picks I should have. But
for domestic
it's a lot of... It's Michael Flynn is not his FBI director, but we'll look that up and get that. But he's been putting a lot of these very like hawkish. He's doing the same thing that all of the swamp led Democrats and neocon conservatives that these so called conservatives base, the populists, say that they hate. You know, drain the swamp. He's just putting all of these same, like, kind of five-star generals who want to go to war and waste a bunch of money, and Wall Street executives who want to bleed all of our public services dry and increase income inequality and get a bunch of money.
Trump, I heard reported way back, that his definition of draining the swamp was like what he did to Boeing.
So, just intimidate them, or...?
To drain the swamp of contractors that overcharge.
Oh, he hates contractors.
Right,
he never pays contractors.
Right. So, it's the contractors in the swamp he wants to get rid of. Not necessarily the other creatures.
Well, this is getting a little ahead of where the report here, but you have a good point, because... someone pointed out that this is really funny because he's backing off of maybe, the wall rhetoric. He's like, Mexico will pay for the wall, but, later, they're going to get it. We'll
bill them.
We'll bill them. We'll have an IOU. They'll get around
they'll
to
get
it.
They'll get an invoice.
You'll see the money. 30
days to pay.
American people, trust me, you'll see the money. Come on, believe me. Believe me. He's an idiot. But he's backing off. He was backing off. At one point, they were saying, maybe it'll just be a fence, right? It's like, they already have some fences, and they already have parts with walls, so you're downgrading. You're saying it's just all going to be a fence. But it's offensive to his supporters, really. And, now it seems like, where's that money going to come from, American people? Or who's going to pay for this wall that he promised you we wouldn't have to pay for? Because where's that money going to come from?
It'll up the debt. He'll put it on the credit card.
That's right.
All of this is going on the credit card, just like Reagan did. Mm-hmm. The two wars that were still waging was off books before Obama.
Right.
It's the same thing, So that the statistics will lie.
Increased military activity of our, influence, right, in Africa as well as the Middle East. All of our bases just all around the world. We don't even need all of those bases. Why do we have a base in Germany? Why do we have a base in Germany?
Because we have ringed Russia with 40 different bases.
That's right. Yeah. Anyways, someone drew the parallel between, they said if Mexico ends up not paying the tab and stiffing Donald Trump... for this wall, that'll be some pretty good poetic justice.
Yes, right.
He's the contractor who's getting stiffed. Right. Except he's not. We are.
We are.
We're the chumps, right? Yeah. I mean, you know, and every con man needs a good mark, and he found the American people, or about a quarter of them. Less than a quarter. So, you know, a lot of Republicans are... There's a couple that are standing up on this Russia issue, Lindsey Graham and John McCain, although they're also just the most hawkish guys anyways. Old school hawks, right? But typically most Republicans are not wanting to get involved. They were silent at one point. The chair of the committee, Lindsey Graham, decried the Russian intervention, said he called for a thorough investigation, but all the other GOPers on the panel were silent. They didn't say anything, so they're not eager to get into this subject. It's touchy for them, and because it's touchy for Trump.
Right, right. And as you said, their interest is in reigniting the Cold War.
Right.
Anyway, so I wouldn't want to get in bed with any of them.
Right. No. This is, I mean, I think it was Josh Marshall from Talking Points Memo. I have this. He said he remembered when he was reading about the JFK assassination, one of the most interesting analysis came from Norman Mailer, who said basically that when they were investigating, the CIA didn't want there to be investigation into certain areas. Of course, this makes them look complicit or guilty, right? But he said, what if it's as simple as the CIA had so many hands in so many different pies and, like, anti-Castro activities, fake pro-Castro activities, the mafia, all of these things that they're involved in,
right.
International, you know, banana republics, that what if they did have some, it could come back to them, and they didn't even know it? Then they didn't want to find that out about themselves, but they certainly didn't want the American people to find that out. So that's why there was this, that was the simplicity of it. So applied to this situation, and I think we kind of got at a version of this earlier, that Trump may not even need to have been complicit or witting, you know, James Clapper, for example.
Oh, no, nobody confided in him.
Not wittingly. Not
wittingly. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He's a loose cannon. You know, you wouldn't tell him anything.
So imagine then if you are...
Didn't want tweeted out at 3 a.m.
Imagine if all of these intelligence officials put you in a room and tell you that this happened. You're not going to want to believe it, especially if you're a complete narcissist whose ego depends on you being the hero of your own story and being infallible, right? And being this sort of like demigod bullshit. It's insane. He's not going to accept it. He's going to kick and scream against every fact, because that's what fascists do, that counters his cult of personality and himself. So he's a loose cannon, and I don't think Pence, the real guy behind the scenes, as you said, or any of these other guys are necessarily going to be able to rein in the tantrum billionaire man, a fake billionaire man baby, with nuclear codes. He's the commander in chief.
Yeah. As long as he can tweet, I don't think he really cares. No, really.
that should be a bumper sticker for on his in one of his helicopters.
No, as long as he can have the spotlight, that's why he gave it over to Pence. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care about it. He'll backtrack, you know, build a wall, don't build a wall. He doesn't really care.
Right.
You know, but when it comes to what he perceives will directly affect his image to his loving and adoring crowds, mm-hmm. that's when he'll take an interest and do something. But otherwise, no, you take care of it. Just tell me what side of the fence I'm supposed to be on.
Put me in front of the podium. Like, yeah, right. I got the... Oh, you need me to bullshit? I can bullshit. Don't worry about that. I'll just pull this out of my ass. And don't worry. It's weird. These press people, they never ask any follow-up questions. They eat this shit up. It's so stupid. I thought this could be impossible. Nope. There are people actually opposing him. People who I'm sure will end up on his enemies list. Representative Elijah Cummings, Democrat from Maryland, top Democrat, actually, on the House Oversight Committee, and Eric Swalwell, Democrat, senior in the House Intelligence Committee, they had actually some Republican support. This bipartisan commission, just like the 9/11 commission that they pat themselves on the back about, right, that they were going to go probe this Russian hacking, but lo and behold, they got enough support from Democrats, but Republicans weren't having it. Republicans didn't want to support this. Even though it was co-sponsored as a bipartisan thing to do, it's all of a sudden, no Republican support. So something's happening. Something's drying up. There was more talk about this earlier. There were more Republicans saying, well, this is, and we saw this happen in the primary with every bullshit thing that Trump did. At first, they would distance themselves sort of softly, mm-hmm. right? Like, well, you know, Russia's not our friend. We should be suspicious and look into this. And now all of a sudden, zoop, right? Or they toe the line. I wonder what Newt Gingrich is going to say.
Anything Trump wants him to.
Right. Well, Russia is your friend. If they hacked the election, you could know that it was for your own good, America. Shut up, Newt.
Yeah, nobody wants to be on his bad side.
No. No, well, I mean, if you're on his bad side, you can see that hair looking at you with menace. So, yeah, anyways, this was a... Republicans probably aren't going to go for this either in the future. We'll see. But there seems to be not much support for it from them. Former CIA director James Woolsey, appearing on CNN's The Lead, suggested that there is a possibility that Donald Trump is playing the American people with regards to the Russian hacking scandal. This is from CNN. Hacking leaves a lot of room for weaving around like this, and Donald Trump is an expert at this sort of weaving around and attracting this sort of attention. Woolsey, who was advisor on national security, said it's exactly what he did with the campaign. This is a behavioral mode that he's perfected. I don't think this is a substantial matter. I think this dialogue back and forth. Basically implying that he's gaslighting the American people. Right? He's just putting this bullshit out there. Russia, he says, based on the indicators from the NSA, the CIA, and so forth, Russians were there and perhaps even principally there, Woolsey said. It doesn't mean that there isn't somebody else in there perhaps trying to look like a Russian, right? So it's good he acknowledges that. But at the same time, he's saying, like, whatever Trump says about this is just more of the same fucking empty bullshit that he always has done, right? Like, he's trying to spin this. He's trying to play this. I'm sure he doesn't give a shit. He clearly doesn't give a shit about his own party, even, and how it affects them. But it's for him and his administration, right? If this is true, then, I mean, really, anyone who is trying to influence the election, it delegitimizes him. It puts a stain on him going into his inauguration.
Right, right.
So he's got to try and shut it up and minimize it, but it's there. You know, this is exactly what we talked about before, where it's, you can't, facts exist, the world is out there, outside his little safe space bubble that he built for himself, made of, I think that, like, gold leaf paint, and, like, fake marble that they put up. Oh, man, he's so cheap. Yeah. In fact, that's another speculation that, talked before about how at one point he was in Moscow a few years back for the Miss America pageant when he owned it at the time, and intelligence experts have said, well, even at that time, just a few years ago, if any official government person, you know, or even just celebrity, wealthy American, were to go to Moscow, they were prominent enough that they would have eyes on them, right? I'm sure that happens here, yeah. When, you know, the other way around. He might have had some, he's not very subtle, right? He may have had some sort of scandal or something, or they may have found a way to hack into some part of his, maybe a person, I don't know, an email account he was using there, a phone. This is all speculation, right?
Yeah, well, what isn't speculation is that he's up to his neck in debt to Russian banks.
And the Chinese, actually. And has already shown, in the example of Taiwan, that he is willing to flex his muscles for his own personal gain. In the, yeah. You know, this is... What the fuck? There's so many conflicts on day one. And I think a former...
But in terms of the Russians having influence over him.
Right.
They can call in their debt, you know, whenever they want.
Right.
So, I mean, he's owned by the Russian banks. Which means the Russian oligarchy.
Then he has influence.
Putin is the head of the Russian
I think the further speculation I had seen is that they also know, not just that he's in debt, but just overall, he's in debt. Right? He's not as rich as he says. They've either seen the tax returns or they've gotten some indication somehow. I mean, if he's done business there, I mean, there's probably some kind of assessment they could make. And that they know he's poor. And I mean, not cash poor, but he's up to his eyeballs in debt and not actual liquid assets. So he's not doing so hot. And if that gets out, that really discredits him. It's the one thing that people aren't supposed to be allowed to mock around him, right? So, not his family, not his wife, not his hair, or his gauche tastes. But that. So, who knows? Maybe they know something. Maybe they don't. We don't know. Just throwing that out there. But it was George W. Bush's ethics lawyer. So take this with a grain of salt. By the way, hey, newsflash. George W. Bush had an ethics lawyer on staff. He said Trump would be in violation of the Constitution on day one. This is Richard Painter, professor of corporate law at the University of Minnesota. He was the chief White House ethics counsel from 2005 to 2007. Yeah, basically with all of these... You know, the Constitution states that office holders cannot at any time accept a present, emolument, office, or title of any kind from any king, prince, or foreign state. And law experts say that, you know, seeing as how he's having... in Kuwait, he had the National Celebration Day that they had moved from their Four Seasons... in Georgetown to the Trump International Hotel at his urging. So that seems like you would be profiting knowingly through the power of your presidency. Like, immediately. He has holdings in not just Russia, Argentina, Brazil, Georgia, India, Ireland, Japan, the Philippines, Turkey. He owes hundreds of millions of dollars to foreign banks, Deutsche Bank, UBS, Bank of China. So, I mean, this guy, he might start a trade war just to try and get himself out of debt. He literally said, like, oh, because I've gone bankrupt my way out of in bankruptcy court, I know how to do... Like, you're going to do that on the international stage? With the, not with the American deficit or debt, right? Just... He didn't care about that. In fact, by getting rid of Obamacare, they're going to increase the deficit, and they don't give a fuck. But just his own money, just his own peace of mind. I don't want to have any more. Think of the first time in Donald J. Trump's life that I'm not going to have any debt. Since, you know, college, I guess. Oh, my God. Republicans are pushing a deranged agenda. We know this. Even not just with Trump, but around Trump, kind of despite of Trump. But they have been pretty zealous, in going after certain things. The first thing that they wanted to go after this year was ethics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As their first act of 2017, House Republicans voted to put the Office of Congressional Ethics completely under the jurisdiction of the Republican-led House Ethics Committee. Basically, what was an independent office would then become a partisan group. How could it be? What? The Goodlatte Amendment, introduced by Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, was adopted by the party, and Monday's vote was in a private party meeting. There was no public tally of how many members voted, so it was a secret as well. And the amendment would have prohibited the Office of Congressional Ethics from basing investigations off of anonymous tips, so no more anonymous whistleblowers. It would limit the types of investigations about what they could even disclose in their findings. It would bar them from having a public spokesperson to advocate or to put any of this information out. And it would not allow them to refer potential criminal violations of law to law enforcement agencies. So if, for example, someone in the House was committing a felony, they found it out through an ethics panel from this independent committee, they would not be allowed to tell
the police,
the cops.
Right.
Wow. And this is actually, you know, in response to this ethics committee has found actual violations, not just Republicans, but a lot of Republicans, of, for example, improperly taking gifts from other countries, and sexual harassment and all kinds of bad doings.
Right, yeah.
Well, I say would have.
Senate pages?
Yeah, they have backed down after public outcry. They rescinded the proposal. Mm-hmm.